I'm joined by head football coach Scott Finley, 5-5, back on the winning track. Coach, great ball game tonight.
The guys played really hard.
You know, Coach came out in the first half a little rusty. I know you want to try to run the ball. Didn't run it too well, actually, but you made some great adjustments in that second half.
Well, you know, the thing was we weren't really executing very well, and really our big adjustment, we just kind of got up there and looked at it basically, and I said, guys, they're not really doing much to us. We're just not finishing the job. So we kind of reiterated our blocking rules, and it really paid off. The guys did a great job in the second half up front.
Oh, they sure did. You know, and one thing I know when you watch film, watch your wide receivers blocking downfield. They did a great job. I've seen Bennett a couple times make some outstanding blocks.
Those guys always do. They do great work, and especially because we don't ask them to block all that much. You know, we have them running routes even on a lot of our run plays, and so when we do ask them to block, they do great work. They've been very impressive.
You know, we've talked about a few weeks in a row here where you're playing that MRVC East gauntlet. I mean, tough, tough teams. And I think it really prepared you entering districts. I know when the Richmond game, Coach Cavanaugh was up there, Hall of Fame football coach, he said, hey, if this team can stay healthy, you know, and just keep the grind, it'll pay off come district time.
It really has. And we really went over that a lot with the guys this week. That, you know, we've seen some extremely tough competition the last month and a half. And it was time for us to show what we've learned in that time period.
Well, it was just nice, that defense. I'm telling you, well, that looked like the defense in week 1, 2, 3, and 4. I mean, they really played a good ball game.
They sure did. I mean, in every phase of our defense, up front, our linemen, our linebackers, our secondary, I mean, they were clutch all night. When you can play like that on defense, it gives you time to fix things offensively.
Well, and I think the game of adjustments, like you said, the defense wasn't doing anything special. We just got to, you know, continue blocking, especially downfield. And you could really see that in the second half when you come out, you know, and rush for over 100 yards the second half. And when you're in the negative in that first half, I mean, that's showing you something right there. That's guys taking pride in what they're doing, and that offensive line gets a lot of credit for that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we just put it out there. Like, hey, we are capable of doing this. We need to get the job done. We've done it a million times. And they really got out there, and they communicated, and they worked together, and they held each other accountable, and I was real impressed with our line.
Well, it's exciting, Coach. You know, this time of the year, everybody's 0-0. Like Coach Zoll said, you know, half the teams in the state of Missouri goes home, and Carrollton Trojans will move on. Going to face Marshalline Tigers, you know, at their place, I think that is, right, Coach?
Yes, we're going to be heading out to their place, and, you know, that's going to be a fun one for us. They've got a lot of tradition, and they've had a good season, and we're really excited about heading out there.
Oh, right, Coach, they do. They have a great tradition, and we're building tradition here as well, and it's really nice. Some stat-wise, I mean, I know you've got some guys, really, you spread the ball around very well. I mean, everybody touched the ball. I mean, from Metz, Fitzpatrick, Staten, Yoakum, you know, Claude did his thing with his arm. He had the Appleberry, Fitzpatrick. You had everybody involved in that offense, and I think it's what's hard to defend when – you get them on their toes. They don't know what's going on. Is Gavin Claude, is he rolling out to run, to pass? And then Staten with the fresh legs, that really was something I seen tonight, too, in that second half.
That's what we try to do. You know, everybody wants the ball, and we've been telling them all year, we spread the ball out so that everybody's fresh, so that when it's, you know, in the clutch and we can slam the door on a game, that we have fresh legs and we're able to do that. Everybody's involved, and I can tell you one that was very impressive tonight, Xavier Yoakum. We play him as a wide receiver and as a fullback at times, and he did a great job at both. He had two very clutch receptions for us, and he had a really big night tonight, and defensively as well. I mean, he was all over the field.
Yeah, since you moved him to that defensive end over there on that side, he's really done a great job tackling. I know Diamonds played really good, pulling the ball away, had another recovery for a touchdown tonight, just like last week. You know, defense is picking it up. I mean, you're missing that, you know, I consider all conference middle linebacker, you know, but he was out there. I seen at the introductions, you know, giving high fives, everybody, you know, has the headset on and coaching from the sidelines. It's great to see.
Oh man. Yeah. Rowan on the sidelines, it's been super helpful because we've got, the instant replay going right there. And that way it allows my eyes to be up on the field and I can ask him, hey, pull up the last time we ran flood, show me what we saw. And he can tell me. It's really good. It helps keep the other guys rolling, too. They see he's still involved. And, I mean, that's how it goes. I've been thoroughly impressed with him. I'm impressed with all the guys tonight. They did a great job this week, and I can't say enough about them.
Yeah, the power of playing with a strong heart and the desire and the determination they've played with, especially that second half. And I mean, like I said, they had that one big run for the touchdown. Besides that, you know, you've got a field goal tonight. I don't know the last time when Carrollton kicked a field goal and made it, but it's been many years. And Xavier Yocum hit him around a 25-yard field goal too. So, you know, Marceline's got a lot of things to look at and try to figure out for the Carrollton Trojans.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Our guys work hard, and they're all very versatile, and I'm very excited about that matchup next week.